All right, Guy Gordon is doing the Lord's work out at CES.
Yes.
He likes it. This is his forte.
He is really taking one for the team here.
I know. Hey, it's a tough job. Somebody's got
to
do it.
It's exactly right. It's where we go to Las Vegas where we find Guy Gordon. Guy, good morning.
The buffets have nothing to do with it.
nothing to do with it. I'm actually curious. I know you got a lot of stuff here. Have you seen these new Lego blocks?
Oh, listen, don't think I didn't think of Jake Henry, my Henry, and James, and my granddaughters. Yeah, there's a smart brick now that can kind of bring whatever you build from Lego to life. Now, it's only going to be for their new projects that are be coming out over the next year, but there'll be like a tag on the product. Like if you're building a helicopter and you put the smart brick on, it will make helicopter sounds.
It's so cool. Lego's big in my house right now.
Oh man, Lego's just big for a long time.
And you don't see a lot of toys at CES, so it's pretty cool that they're entering the sphere.
Yeah, and you know the first product is going to come out on is a Star Wars X-wing fighter.
Of course, yeah. Of course, it's Star Wars.
Right. I mean.
All right. So what do we got? I mean, there are a ton of things out there that make life a little easier for folks, but do they really?
Well, okay. So you guys are going to be playing Name That Tune a little bit later on. I'm going to start the Wednesday games a little early here by playing a game of Make It or Break It. And we've done this in past years. I'm going to explain a product to you. And I gave you a list there. So you can tell me, we'll start wherever you want to. And you tell me if it's something that you would actually entertain buying in the marketplace.
Well, let's just start with number one.
Okay. Here's the question, and this is really more of a societal question. How early will you go out to use your lawn blower?
Some people use it to blow the snow, Guy.
Yeah. Well, blow the snow or I've done blow that. The leaves uh-huh. or do to do yard powered yard work because we've got all these power, you know, appliances now that we use. What's the earliest you'll go out and think that you won't get the stink eye from the neighbor or your spouse?
8:30, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
I agree with that.
All right. Well, the big problem is that they're just too doggone noisy. So last night I saw a new leaf blower from a company called Whisper Arrow. It's called the Tone. A couple guys from Stanford got together and redid how the fans work on this thing. First of all, when I pushed the button, it was so powerful my arm shot backwards.
There was recoil.
Like a shotgun.
Really bad recoil, you know. But it's 60% quieter than the Ego blower that I have at home. There are different power settings that are really easy to do. The only complaint I had, it was 11 pounds. It was on the heavy side in the marketplace. And it runs about $100 more expensive, but they are so confident that you can use this anytime without annoying the neighbors that they actually put a headlamp on it, a little mini headlamp, so you can blow early in the morning for the snow, Jamie, or you can blow late at night when you get home from work and the sun's already gone down.
Make it.
Well, I'm in.
I'm in because I have a neighbor, man. Good Lord.
You're going to
well,
give
that's off. What people were saying. They were saying, okay, how can I just very subtly send, you know, some of your product information to my neighbor next door who
has
no etiquette?
None.
So we're in on number one.
Okay.
All right, how about the hybrid headphones?
So I thought of Lloyd when I saw these. This is called the Neo. They are headphones that are great 400 millimeter headphones. They are beat worthy. Okay. They were really, really good sounding, but it's two products in one. When you take them off your head, you twist them and they lock together to become a Bluetooth speaker that you can put. And this thing jams.
Oh no, shoot. You got me with
this is the one that I thought that, it runs $250, but again, it's two products in one. They're 240 millimeter drivers, 200 hours of play for battery life on the headphones, 10 hours as a speaker. You can get plug and play batteries to extend that, but it transforms your over ear headphones in. And by the way, the headphones were comfortable. $250, so they're a little pricey.
Yeah,
make it or break it.
I make it. I like it. I'm good. I'm in.
Two for one kind of gets me. I like that it can do two things.
Yeah. I'm out only because two for one, if it breaks, then you're out two products. I have enough speakers. I'm good. I'm covered. So I'm a no on that one.
I could never
I'm going to see if I can get some virtual optimism for you for the rest of the year.
AI's working on everything else. Yeah, right. You know, for him, right?
Yeah. So now here's one, and I didn't get a chance to demo it, and I think it's a leap of faith. It is the Glide Home Haircut System. It's app-controlled length, so it will adjust from an app that you have on your phone. You basically hand your clippers to your helper who's going to cut your hair, and the clippers are automatically adjusted by the app, and they just run it up your head. And so they say it's got a mistake-proof design, no experience necessary, unlimited options, they claim. It will do the fades in the right places. And obviously, it saves you some serious money down the road. They don't have a price on it yet, but it's called the Glide, G-L-Y-D-E. Would you take the leap of faith and let an app cut your hair?
That's a no.
No.
That's a no for me.
God love my mother. I let her cut my hair once when I was in grade school.
Uh-huh.
Never again. It's a no for me, dog. That's a no for me.
All right, here's one for you, Chris, or Jamie. As a golfer, we've used sometimes the TrackMan system to do swing diagnosis and tell us what we're doing wrong. And it, you know, basically it's data. They give you the raw data and it tells you your swing path, your face and impact, things like that.
For me, it just says everything. Everything's wrong. Everything well, that you're doing is wrong.
Well, this
that
is new.
I was talking to Kevin about this, and I said, yeah, my worry is it will say, have you thought about horseshoes?
Yeah, all right.
But this is a system from SG Lab. It was designed by a golf pro. It's called the G-Grip Pro. So the sensor is not in some like little mini boom box that you set down on the driving range. You don't have to cart a bunch of junk out with you. The sensor is in the golf club. You will take swings, and it will give you feedback on your swing path, your face. It will show you the estimated trajectory of the ball. But the other thing that that TrackMan doesn't do, it will tell you about your grip strength and whether you're too tight on the club or too loose, which would really affect your swing a lot more than they would tell you. But so it then turns that data, that motion data, and it will tell you through a headset, through earbuds, what you need to do to fix it.
And
so your golf club will talk back to you.
I think yes, because a lot of times you can't self-diagnose, like, what is happening with me today?
Right.
And every day is different when you step out on the range.
Right.
I liked it because it's not, you can put it in your bag and, you know, obviously you couldn't use it on the course, but I did the demo. We got to figure it out a little bit. It's a little noisy in there, but we hope to put it up on WGR.com. I will just tell you that for $500, and I hate golf gadgets. I don't use them. This is a golf gadget that I could use.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that makes sense.
We're in on that.
Yep.
The concept of my golf clubs talking back to me is anxiety inducing.
Yeah.
And you're I see it as helpful. You got to get some virtual optimism, guy.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I think Ryan will say,
this 7-iron's getting a little lippy.
The 19th hole.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, has there been anything there that you don't like?
Okay, some things that I really hate. I saw a product last night called Joy Calls. It's an AI companion that will call your loved one, do a welfare check, but also carry on a conversation, kind of be a virtual friend. Now, they're trying to keep the family in the loop, so it will send you a virtual transcript of the conversation. But I know what would happen if I gave this to my mom. She would start humming Cats in the Cradle back at me, okay?
Yeah.
Because you're basically outsourcing the care of your loved one to a bot.
Yeah, I don't like
that.
So
I can't tell you how much I hate that. The other thing that I saw...
Real quick, guy.
All right, Divot Fix. It is a robot divot repair system that will go out on the golf course and repair divots. And I tell you, the unintentional consequence is fewer people will repair their own divots.
And that is Guy Gordon. We leave it on that. Thank you. We'll take a break. More next.